I wouldn't say we fell in love right away. I think we were, as they call it in the biz, trauma bonding.
And then after 8 years of being insufferably sober, I started drinking again.
Addicts tend to be rather sensitive people.
Aren't you Marc Maron? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, what happened to you?
Well, hello there. You are listening to Light Hustler. I'm your host, Anna David. This is a podcast where we talk about sharing our dark to find our light. If you are new, I'm so glad you're here. If you are old, I'm even gladder. Not a word. Not going to start again. My guest today is one of my BFFs. You know him, you love him. Actually, let me just be clear. He is the only person to ever come on this podcast for a second time. This is the first time someone's coming on for the second time. His name is Ryan Hampton. We do a lot of work together. And in this episode, we talk a lot about that. But I want to tell you also that he has a book coming out called American Fix, Inside the Opioid Addiction Crisis and How to End It. Please go check that out. Buy an advanced copy. Do whatever you want. He is amazing. In just a few years, he's become one of our leading recovery advocates. He goes to the White House. He goes all over advocating for us and helping to shut down nefarious treatment centers and really fighting the good fight with his business partner, Garrett Haidt. Now, Ryan, Garrett, and I are throwing a retreat. We get so into it in this episode that I'm not going to tell you anything else except that we're running a special that is over by the time you hear this. But if you are hearing this before March 8th, you can still get tickets at our early bird pricing. This is honestly the least expensive retreat I've ever heard of. We are just breaking even. We are doing this to see what it's like to gather with you guys. We have so many online friends that we feel like we know, but we don't know. So this is our chance to know them. We're going to be doing lots of fun workshops, panels, treatments, tarot card reading, storytelling, the whole thing. Anyway, go to lighthustler.com/retreat for more information. And I'm going to give you Ryan Hampton, but first I'm going to say it's better with the lights on. So go out there and hustle your light hustler.
You guys, I'm Anna David, and I'm here with one of my favorite people in the world, Ryan Hampton.
Hi, everybody.
Ryan is so busy that he can't even look up when I'm interviewing him because he has to check his phone for all the crazy, amazing things he's doing. So
I'm trying to share this.
If you like, whatever obnoxious thing he just said got broken up. Ryan, will you say that again?
I'm trying to share this live on my page.
Oh, okay. Okay. So he's not too busy for us. If you like the people in your life, and I'm talking to you, I'm talking to Scott, Stuart, Dana, Doug, Sarah, Brad, everybody who has commented, go share this with them because this is some really, really good stuff. If you don't like the people in your life, make sure you don't tell them that this is happening. That is the revenge of all revenge. So I'm Anna David. I'm a New York Times bestselling author of 6 books. I have a company called Light Hustler. I help people share their dark to find their light. And every Tuesday at 4:00 Pacific Standard Time, I come to you. And I sit here with my cat to my left and my headset on, and I talk to a luminary in the recovery industry, and then I release these as podcasts. So if you're hearing this on the podcast, God bless you. If you're watching, God bless you. What I don't normally get to do is interview somebody that I spent 3 hours already hanging out with today. Jordan says it feels like a Tuesday. It does, doesn't it? And Sarah, much love to you. And Brad, I hope you are here now. So what we want to talk about, because we have talked about so many things, petty, fascinating, whatever they may be, I wanted to have a specific focus and have the focus be the amazing things that have happened as a result of our coming together with other people in recovery. I'm totally going to let you talk in a second, Ryan, but you know, there's a lot of controversy out there about the right and wrong ways to recover. But what everybody agrees on is that community is key. And as Johann Hari says, the opposite of addiction isn't sobriety, it is connection. So I wanted to just hi, Doug. Matt Mendoza. I should mention.
Oh, the future. Yeah, thank you, Matt.
So Ryan is not only one of the leading recovery advocates today who's got a reach of 4 million plus weekly through his various media channels, but he is the author of a soon-to-be New York Times bestselling book, which is coming out when, Ryan?
August 28th, 2018, just in time for Recovery Month. It is American Fix, Inside the Opioid Addiction Crisis and How to End It. It has been my baby for the last year. Really proud of it. And we're going to talk about community. So I can talk a little bit about that when we talk about community. Because believe it or not, Anna, the book is not about me. So
that's shocking. What is it about? Tell us exclusively. This is one of your first interviews about the book. So tell us. And Nancy already bought it and she's going to have you sign it.
I'll tell you, it was so last year, this time there were some addiction recovery books that were coming to me from other publishers to review and to check out. And it was everybody's kind of recovery story, which is important to kind of raise awareness and understand, what it was like, what happened, what it's like now. And I went to the bookstore, Roman's, right by my house. And I was basically trying to find my story, right? So I wanted to find not just the addiction story, but the recovery story and the recovery story for impact and the connecting with other people. And I looked in the memoir section and I looked in the political science section and, I scoured the store and I couldn't find it. And I came home that night and I said, well, why don't I write it? Certainly there's been enough people, in 3 years of my recovery that have, led me to a whole new way of thinking. But that have become my mentors, my teachers, people that I've met from around the United States that are doing some fascinating things, to end the addiction crisis. And then a ton of other things that are just completely outrageous. So the intent with the book was to use my personal narrative to allow other people to highlight their solutions, my travels around the country, what I have seen. But then I want every American, every person in the mainstream who picks this book up, by the time they're done reading it, whether they believe they are affected by addiction or not, to be just as outraged as I am about what we're doing in this country, but also to be just as inspired that we can end the crisis. It is no secret that I talk about I'm going to the White House on Thursday. I'll be meeting with Melania Trump and other administration officials. But I am a true believer that the solutions to this crisis don't exist at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They do not exist on Pennsylvania Avenue at all or at the Capitol. They exist in towns and in cities across this country where innovative solutions are happening. So it is my intent with my book to get that message out there and to get some of these warriors out there who are really doing a phenomenal, inspiring job.
And these warriors, you met them originally because basically you got sober. You saw that there was this hole that you could help fill. And you said, I'm going to get there. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get involved with facing addiction. I am going to tell me that whole process.
Well, it wasn't that easy. And it didn't, someone had just texted me a few moments ago and said, oh my God, Ryan, how do I get into advocacy like this? Well, as with recovery, it was a bunch of small steps that added up into something larger. For me, what it started with was telling my story. And I often say that, I've continuously probably for the last 2.5 years been on this journey of what's next in my life. The first thing for me was telling my story. I believe it or not, 3 years ago, when I was just literally weeks getting sober, I was terrified. I was scared. I was ashamed of myself. I didn't want anybody to know that I was in recovery. I certainly didn't want anybody to know my problems with addiction. I didn't want folks to know that I lived in a sober living or that I had just gotten out of treatment. I was afraid I was going to lose my job. I was afraid that my family was going to be upset that I was talking about it. I was afraid that some of my friends that were not in recovery would stop talking to me. So all these things were going on in my mind. the catalyst for me was the anonymous people, which I think it was for a lot of people. I saw that film and it led me to Facebook actually to kind of, and you will appreciate this, but to stalk Greg Williams on Facebook. I didn't know Greg. And eventually, you know, we ended up having a phone call. I got inoculated into facing addiction. Several months went by. I learned that it was okay. I met other people who were telling their story publicly, who were not ashamed. People that are now, as I like to refer, as my teachers. And I kind of got up the balls, I guess you could say, to tell my story. And I think I'm not unique in the way that when we do things, Anna, you know, we don't do them half or by halves, and we don't do them, you know, in small increments. We go big, right? So it was like, if I'm going to tell my story, I'm going to find the largest platform in the world that I can get in touch with. I'm going to get a hold of this person and I'm going to have them publish my story. So the stalking went to a new level, to stalking Arianna Huffington, who we all dearly love, right? And Arianna was like, this is great.
It's on my vision board. Go on.
She's like, this is great. I want to publish this. So she published it. And I received such a, my community, right? People I hadn't talked to in years reached out to me, said, you know, some of them said, I didn't know. Some of them would say, I knew, but I was afraid to talk about it. People that I went to school with reached out and told me they were in recovery. Kids that I had been in college with reached out to me and said, they think they might have a problem. What do they do? And all of a sudden, like, this light bulb went off on my in my head. And I was like, this is really cool. What's next? Like, now what? Now what do I do? Right? I've told, now what do I do? And so, you know, the Addiction Across America trip, you know, traveling across the country with Garrett, 22 states, you know, 8,000 miles in 30 days, totally insane, but changed my life. Visiting with communities hit hardest by the crisis. And it's just been kind of snowballing from there. So I want to give people that same inspiration that I had, which is kind of where Voices Project came from, and these storytelling platforms where it was like, what if I could give people the opportunity to tell their stories, to come out of the closet, to get that same response, and to also get on the same journey of what's next that I'm on.
I'm just going to stop you because so many comments have come in, and I, you know, I know with you, you can just press play and talk. But people have been just chiming in and thanking you and relating, you know, you guys have been amazing. Thank you. More comments than usual. I'm so grateful. Kelly, Randy, Doug, everybody, you know, and Doug, I just wanted to stop because Doug and I have been in contact lately and he's been fantastic. And he's asking, how did you get the opportunity to share your story mainstream? Did you use a PR firm? Now, what you don't know is that about 2 hours ago, I was telling Ryan he should teach people how to get to absolutely anybody. Would you not take that coaching or that course? You know, I always give Ryan a hard time about this, but he wore me down. I'm going to say he stalked me a little bit in a non-threatening way, and now I consider him one of my favorite people in the world. And Stuart is saying you are such a huge part of the recovery community. So
I want to, can I answer that question?
Yes.
Doug's question. So the answer to the question is no, I did not use a PR firm. I don't and still don't have that kind of money. And those are very expensive. And what I've actually found is that there's no PR firm that can better represent my voice, better represent my passion, better represent my authenticity and my journey and my mission than myself. And I think that when your message is right, when you have the right motives behind you, when you're authentic about it, and you approach someone from a place of impact, not a place of profit, you get a measurable response. And that has been my experience. So I've, you know, with Arianna, I mean, it was just kind of common sense for me. Let's go big. Let's get, you know, the message out as wide as we can. And it was emails, right? But I wasn't pitching her. I was sharing my experience, sharing my, you know, what, why I was doing this, and asking her for the opportunity to share this message with as many people as possible. I have gotten a tremendous response when I've approached it that way from people. I mean, look, it is 100% known that I am on social media. I have been critical of Donald Trump. I have not been the biggest fan of the way that he has dealt with the opioid crisis, but I have done it respectfully. And I have stayed in touch with folks at the White House, even though they have not for one year, I have emailed every single person that has anything to do with the opioid crisis at the White House, begging for an opportunity to be a part of this conversation to represent recovery. Not until Friday did I receive an invitation to join that conversation. So, and I had received multiple no's, you know, but you don't stop. The no is always an opportunity for yes.
Okay, good. And so I want to keep getting to people's questions. So if I cut you off, please don't be offended. There's so many. And I want to say, because Doug is saying, I have a great story. I want to share it with the world. I just don't know where to start. And I will say, and I don't mean to single you out, Doug, but he reached out to me. And then he has been so supportive, chimes in on all of these. And I'm really, and we're going to have him on the podcast. Because it's that coming from a place of wanting to make a difference and not me, me, me. I am pitched every day people for the podcast who say like, I'm the greatest. I am this. And I am so turned off when you tell me all these things that you are. But when you come to anybody who can help you raise your profile from a place of service and a place of humility, God, it makes a huge, huge difference. So, and Doug, you are somebody that I've really noticed lately doing that.
You pointed this out to me too. First of all, Doug, if you're looking for a place to tell your story on a massive scale and get it really out there and you know, a lot of people to see it, please go to ryanhampton.org/voices, submit your story, submit some pictures. I will get it published this week. And we can start there. I'd be happy to do that. The thing you've taught me though too, Anna, and said was that what's unique is I also have not approached this as a story of me, 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 right? We've made it about us. We have made it about more than me. You know, I have approached this from a place of kind of, you know, anger and grief, right? A lot of friends that are dead from addiction. And I got into this because I was just kind of sick and tired of taking those phone calls. You know, it's been a lot, and it just seems to get worse. So my message to people is, yes, let me share my message. Let me get on your platform. But I don't want to be talking about just me. I want to be talking about my community. I want to be talking about people who joined the Voices Project. I want to be talking about people that I've met across the country who have solutions to this. So the more you can kind of deflect off yourself, I think you get a quicker response as well.
I think that's smart. And so Allison is saying, I want to help other moms, but I'm in early recovery, so don't know how to start. I do want to say this is not at all a plug for my accountability group, but I will say a lot of the people chiming in are in it, and we help each other. We brainstorm ways to do these projects. We help each other. We support. We go and we like. So that is something that if you go to lighthustler.com/community, Stuart's in it. Nancy's in it. A bunch of people who have Kelly, a lot of people, Brad, who have been chiming in. So we love everybody in it. So that is something. Brian, what were you going to say to Allison?
You know, so Anna's accountability group, yes, and you'll see the power of kind of the Facebook groups. There's a lot of good Facebook groups out there for family members. There's also, depending on what city and state you're in, there's a lot of good support groups. For moms that are in recovery and for moms of people in recovery. So just kind of reach out. I am going to make a plug real quick for my organization I'm so passionate about, Facing Addiction. Check out facingaddiction.org. It's a great advocacy organization if you want to get involved in advocacy, but also check out the NCAD, which we just merged with, NCADD.org. And you can find a local affiliate pretty much anywhere in the country. Where you can plug into to folks just like you, find parents groups, find recovery groups, find young recovery groups, all across the spectrum, different pathways to recovery. You know, we can do so much on digital, but we can also take this stuff off digital into the real world.
Okay, you broke up a little bit, but only just for me. I want to just say, Allison is a light hustler. I'm so sorry. You know what that means, Allison? The fact that I didn't know that off the top of my head, you need to be chiming in at the group more, and I would love it. I am not making you do this, but if you could post about your goal to start this group for moms in recovery and your hesitations and what your thoughts are, do that today, and we can all chime in. Okay, we're going to keep going. Doug wants to send you a copy of his book. How can you do that?
If they're digital, you can email them to me at info. Actually, just shoot me an email, info@ryanhampton.org, and we can take the conversation offline, and I'll get you an address.
Okay, here we go. I'm putting that on the screen. Back to community. Okay, first of all, we haven't even mentioned, we have this super exciting announcement for anybody who is watching this live and acts before the end of the day. Should we say what it is yet, Ryan, or should we build up to it?
It's the first time I've ever done anything like this. I'm really excited. So yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so, oh God, there are so many great comments that I promise I will get to. So Ryan and I are co-hosting a recovery retreat the last weekend in April. Some of you guys have already signed up. Stuart and Nancy are in the process of signing up. We have limited space, but we are running an early bird special through next Friday. But we have a crazy special for anybody who's watching this.
And only this.
And only this. So I'm so sorry if you're hearing this on the podcast. It is actually too late. You can still get the early bird special if you hear it before March 8th, but you got to be acting today because it's going to go away. It's like technology. It's out of our hands. So it has to be on the February 27th. By February 28th, you are too late. What is the special, Ryan?
It is $50 off the registration fee for our three-day retreat in Los Angeles, California. So go to, there it is. It's right there on the screen, lighthustler.com/retreat. There is another code that you'll, an invitation code that you'll need. Anna, do you want to pop that up on the screen too? Or do we have that on there?
Yeah.
So it's L Hustler LA 2018 is the invitation code. And then, there it is. And then, because you're watching this live, if you act, I guess, today and want to travel to LA and be with us for these workshops and some amazing stuff we're going to do over 3 days, $50 off registration. And that code is FB Live.
Okay. I know I'm going fast, but I can only put one up at a time. I want to say to people who have purchased already, we're going to totally hook you up with some, we have a special gift for you. And today we planned all this new stuff. We're going to have, we've totally updated our programming. We have a special celebrity guest or two coming in. We're going to have really cool swag, and we have already announced, we have included in the ticket prices, reflexology treatments, tarot card readings, Buddhist meditations, writing workshops, all of this stuff. And we are super, super excited. So we really do want to say, oh, and Stuart booked his room already. That is awesome. Now,
another thing too that we're going to do there, because I've been getting a lot of folks that have been reaching out to me, is kind of how, you know, a lot of people want to write that book. A lot of people want to learn how to write that book, and they want to learn how to sell that book, and they want to learn how to market, just like we were talking. And we're going to be discussing all those things with kind of the best of the best in the recovery field that weekend. So,
yes, we are talking about having an actual panel of just a best-selling authors, how to sell your recovery book. We're open to a lot of things too. And Nancy is getting real drilling down on the price, and we should, because it's the most inexpensive retreat I have literally ever heard of. I will say there's a big conference, a recovery conference in a month later in LA that I think is costs more just to get a ticket to it, not even to get room and board.
Our cost, the cost of the ticket, actually, I mean, because it is a small retreat, this is an intimate group, and yeah, we have literally rented out an entire retreat center and put together 3 days of programming. The cost of ticket for that amount of people is literally just covering costs. So we're excited about it.
Oh my God. Oh, Doug booked his ticket. That's so, it booked his flight. That's so awesome. And so we should just get specific because it is so, so inexpensive. I want to brag. So Nancy is saying it would be $400 with the code and early bird. Yes, that is for a shared room. But we only have four spaces for that. So
somebody just bought theirs. Three. We have three spaces.
So, and I don't know, I think we just don't have many rooms left. So, act now. Kelly is saying, whoa, Brad, you and Stuart should room together. I think that is that. Oh, Matt Mendoza. Talk about.
Are you going to come?
And we should mention that too, that for locals, we do have a separate ticket. It is a lot less expensive. It's $250 if you're a local. And that just means you come for the day events. You don't get to sleep in this adorable wellness center. No, Nancy's saying only one left. There's three left.
Three left. So I think there's three left unless folks have already bought them while we're on the live. But yeah, I would, Nancy, I would book those now.
Okay. So Matt is saying web address one more time. Matt is like acting as our publicist, which, you know, you gotta love. And I haven't seen him in so long that it would be a guarantee I'd see him. Go to lighthustler.com. Is that showing? It's not showing on my screen, and that'll happen.
So it's lighthustler.com/retreat, lighthustler.com/retreat. And then, the code, you have the code up there.
No, because what happens during a Be Live is somehow this thing stops working every time. I swear to God, I'm not doing anything. So if somebody would write this in the comments so that other people can see it, that would be great. The website, again, is lighthustler.com/retreat. The early bird special code is LHustlerLA2018. Want that special $50 off is FB Live?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. So somebody, oh, good. Shatoya wrote the URL. If somebody, one of you massively on the ball people want to write the other things, that would be great. We can
repeat. I feel like I'm on a recovery like QVC channel right now.
You are. That's what I'm going to rename this 4 o'clock thing. It doesn't have a name. So why not that? I know, but it's kind of fun. If I have to say, for somebody likes to be overstimulated, these Facebook Lives are so amazing because we've got all you guys coming at us. It's like, oh God, it's my heaven. Mm-hmm. Alicia is asking, the local ticket is on the website too. And yes, it is. And I didn't know you were a local. That's awesome. Okay. So Stephen has put the code, the early bird special code, LHustler2018. Yep. Allison, the Light Hustler, has put this code, which is FB Live. Doug is pumped. Ryan Kitchen is saying, come up to Orlando, do a nice retreat there. Yeah, you host it. We'll totally bring this show
as
on.
As long as it's not in the snow. I don't do snow.
Yeah, I just went to Toronto and it was really cold. But you can come to nice, warm Hollywood. So, okay. So enough hyping. You guys get the idea. If you have questions, and you want to ask me before the end of the day, anna@annadavid.com. I answer every email.
And I'm info@ryanhampton.org. I also answer every single email. So you can reach out to me too.
Okay. Yeah. And Doug has just asked, info@ryanhampton.org. Ryan, did I say Orlando? He's saying it's Ontario, not Orlando. Yeah. I'm more likely to come to Orlando, frankly. Now we have to wrap up. Ryan, is there, what I would love to know from you is, what has been the greatest benefit you've gotten out of communing with your fellow people in recovery?
Oh man. There's so many different things. Probably the biggest benefit was being, listen, 3 years ago when I started this journey, I had no idea who Ryan Hampton was, right? I had absolutely no idea. And the little bit that I did think who I was wrong. Mm-hmm. And by communing with others and connecting with people in community, in recovery, and all sorts of different people, each one of them taught me a little bit about myself that I didn't know, right? Or each one of them taught me a little bit about who I could be, And I think through all those small pieces and those different people in my life, you know, here I am today, a much fuller person, and not fuller in the sense of like money or like material stuff, but literally like full as a person. Like I can sleep at night. I can, I'm not ashamed of who I am. You know, I have friends today. I have my family. I've got, you know, all these great kind of life things, but it's only because other people have taught me who I am and helped kind of piece this puzzle together. So I would say that's probably the coolest part.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And yeah, I just want to repeat that Johann Hari idea that the opposite of addiction is not sobriety, but community. So that's why we wanted to do this. We have a lot of people online in recovery that we have been in communication with. Sometimes we see their faces if we do a Facebook Live with them, but to meet in person, I just, incredible things have happened to me as a result of meeting in person, and to Ryan. Yes.
Can I just say, Alicia, because I'm looking at your thing on Vegas. So I was just in Vegas for 4 days last week with the recovery community. There's a great nonprofit. They're called Foundation for Recovery. You should reach out to them. They're doing amazing work. But more than that, I visited a place called Mission High School, if you haven't heard of it. Mission High School is the very first publicly funded recovery high school in the United States. It is absolutely fascinating. I sat in a room with, you know, 40 some odd high school kids who all identified as being in recovery. They all went to this school. They walked into that school on their own saying either they needed help or they wanted to sustain their recovery. And it just blew my mind. I've never seen anything like it. And they've got an alternative peer group there, and they definitely need support. So if you want to get really involved in your local community in Vegas, check out Mission High School, check out Foundation for Recovery.
And fabulous Laurie Benson, who's our brewing previous guest, lives in Vegas, and she has yoga classes and all sorts of amazing stuff she does. So I highly shout out to Carly. Well, this is, and Kelly is saying University High in Austin too is pretty awesome. The recovery high school is below my mind. All I did in high school was smoke pot before French class and forget every bit of French I ever knew. And Alicia knows Mission High School, and Dr. Horn is a huge part of her husband's recovery and was her high school teacher.
Amazing.
No coincidences here. So Ryan is saying, check out the anonymous people. Well, you've come to the right place. You showed up late because that was the Ryan's entire inspiration.
Sober High Schools, yeah, the anonymous people, but also Generation Found, which is Greg's second film, which was more specific to recovery high schools. But yeah, they're both, I mean, they'll just both blow your mind.
Oh no, you froze for a second. Okay, we got to wrap up. Brad Vos is saying Light Hustler Retreat 2.0 over the border. I like it. We have to go in the summer though. Is that all right? So Ryan, thank you so much. This has been fabulous, unsurprisingly. Thank you, other Ryan, Brad, Alicia, Kelly, Stuart, Christina, everybody, Allison, Matt, Allison.
Love you, Matt.
Assignment for the day. And I will be back here next Tuesday at 4:00. And I highly recommend you act on this retreat situation before the tickets are all gone. It's a very, very small, intimate group, and the tickets are going to sell out for sure. So that's the QVC Recovery Light Hustler Show. I will see you next week.
Bye. Bye.